practice outside today, man?
Excuse me?
You practicing outside?
No, we're practice inside. We got a bunch of walkthrough things we need to get done today. So heavy on the teaching.
How do you weigh that when we get to this time of year? Because you want to be prepared for the elements, but you also want quality of work. So,
good point. It's important for us to get out tomorrow, and Saturday also is the goal. Usually the trainers, frankly, the medical report, medical meeting usually determines what you do, inside versus outside. Also, we wanted to spend time today on the corrections for Tampa Bay. So we just had a lot more classroom work, and we just need some more teaching unit is what we call it, a unit drill work. So, and that's better. It's better done inside.
What does the film tell you about the Browns? How the Browns are playing?
Well, the Browns, uncommon opponent. I tell you that they played. First thing I was looking for, they played with a really good tempo, really good finish. You start with your defense, schematically. Will challenge you. The pressure numbers, particularly in situational calls, is probably the highest we'll see all year. They have a distinct way that they play you each week. So it's a game plan by game plan, week to week type deal there. So so we got to be ready for that. So there's volume to sort through. That's part of our teaching emphasis today. Offensively, they do a lot too. Also, with the quarterback, the read option and some of their can't really say how we call their formations because I'm not going to say that in front of a camera. But it's some of their formations that they use. There's their first 15, a lot of variation in that. Actually, I think they do a good job on special teams. I would say their special teams units have a lot of speed. But more importantly, it's a very young team, and with that, we haven't competed against outside of Joe Tom. I'm trying to think of players that have been on their team. Last time we played them in the regular season, obviously we played them in the preseason. So the newness of it is where we just felt like we really needed more time in the classroom, spend plenty of time on the video and get through some more walk-through teaching-type drills today.
You probably hit on some of this stuff, but what is the hallmark of a Greg Williams defense?
Fundamentally sound, but, very disciplined. He'll have a game plan for you. There's pressure. There's empty pressure. He does a really good job, particularly in his two high schemes, playing the run, so and how he does that. So it's unique to his beliefs, and I think like any successful coordinator in this league, there's a foundation, there's an origin of why they do things and how they build off it and circulate it through the years is a real credit to him and is how you need to do it to be successful in this league.
Mike, with their offense, how do you go about preparing for a guy like Josh Gordon who just has the one game back, but he obviously is gone for a long time, and judging by last week, they really tried to get him.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to trust it. I mean, you just got to trust the video from last week and more, stay in tune with their concepts. They do a lot. So it's important for us to not, not try to get, carried away and just totally focus on everything they're doing. At the end of the day, we want to just make sure we're clean. We have clean calls, be ready for the adjustments that will be needed during the course of any game. And like I've stated twice already, I mean, that's why we're spend a little more extra time in the classroom.
Mike, what's the challenge when you're playing with multiple running backs versus, say, a season like 2013 where Eddie had 280 carries or 2008 where Ryan Grant was over 300 carries?
One guy stays in the game. You get into run styles. I mean, our guys are so young and new to their experience. There's not really anything that you say, hey, we try to stay away from this, or we're maybe an Eddie Lacy and Ryan Grant. You knew more about them through their experiences, that you tailored things more to what they do. So, I'll say both Jamal and Aaron, because I would classify them high on instinct as far as their running ability. So it gives you the flexibility to to be aggressive, you know, as far as the different concepts that you can throw at a defense.
It's a good problem to have, but as a play caller, is it, you know, kind of hard to figure out which one you want to put in the game when? And
depends on the individual. I mean, it's, I mean, there's you know, I've coordinated offenses where you had, you know, three different ways to call 11 personnel based on which back is in the game. That's a challenge. I mean, it's more of a challenge in the preparation part of it. So because you don't want to stress the quarterback out, because that's something he doesn't need to worry about. So it's just, you know, how you communicate. The best is when you just roll them in there, and it's just the personnel group, and you don't have to worry about it. So, and we're definitely closer to that.
Looking long term, is it? I know you're focused on winning this week, but if and when you do get Aaron back, is it nice to feel like you've got the running game potentially up and running a little bit to make his transition back a little easier?
Well, let's focus on this week.
Okay, Mike, how's Jason Spriggs kind of settled in, and how beneficial is it that the whole group has kind of settled it together for these last couple of games?
You know? Yeah, I thought that was a good, very good point. I thought that was very apparent in the Tampa Bay game. I thought he took a really big step. So the best offensive lines are the ones that practice and play together, you know, week in and week out, and it's really good to have continuity there. So, you know, just we got to keep it going. It gives you more clarity in your game planning because of what you want to do as far as the protection. Because anytime you throw the football, regardless if it's action passing or drop back, you know, it all starts up front in the protection. So to have continuity gives us the ability to keep going as far as how you want to play in the passing game. So the run game is always, to me, is always taking care of itself. You have to run the ball the way you need to run it. So, you know, regardless of who you're playing or time of year, all those things. But just to have Jason in there, and I thought he's been consistent. I thought Tampa Bay was his best game, and but we've definitely taken a big step towards having some continuity on the offensive line for, you know, first time this year.
Were you surprised he was struggling as he was before the injury? Considering the second year.
I mean, it happens. I mean, it's a second year player. I mean, I think anytime second year players, you know, the book, there's a little bit of a book on you. You know, look at his first year experience. I mean, he did some really good things, but, you know, he had to play guard, and, you know, this is really the first year he was able to settle into, you know, one side versus the other. He's playing right tackle primarily, and I think you're seeing his practice reps and his game reps are now, you know, giving him the consistency that he needs, more importantly, the confidence.
And, Mike, you only got 50-some plays and you only have 13 completions, so I know those are factors, but how much better, you've talked about this before, how much better is your offense when you're getting Randall involved, and how important is it?
Well, Randall and you know, Jordy, all the ball. We got to get the ball. We got to get the ball to our perimeter. You know, there's been two games this year that you know, really stand out where we didn't get that done. So the run game's been productive. You know, obviously they're watching the same tapes that we watch. So you can clearly see that the demand will be for them to stop the run and then put, you know, put the challenge on us getting the ball to our perimeter, and we need to deliver on Sunday.
Back to the backs. You always talk about having three down guys. Do you feel like you have those with Jones and Williams, or are you still learning that about them? Because you haven't had
Yes, I definitely. I mean, Williams has been doing it. You know, and that's, you know, Aaron. That's really the beginning of the year was probably the least best thing that he did was third down now. But they have really good understanding of the protections now, and they've been really working on their pass pro. So I feel very good about both those guys.
First came into the league, there are teams like Dallas and Denver that were really run first offenses. Is that even realistic in this modern era of the NFL to be like just line up and run power football all the time? The way the players have changed, the way the rules have changed.
Well, the rules obviously have opened up the middle of the field. I mean, I hate to be very general about it, but the ability to attack the middle of the field. I've always felt just from a pure offensive, you know, philosophy, you know, focus, the fastest way to the end zone is through the middle of the field. You have to attack the middle of the field and, you know, have the ability to get to the outside. So it's more wide open than ever. So, I mean, and it is about scoring more points than the other team. So you know, the fear, obviously, is if you commit to that style of offense, because you get only you only have so much time to practice. Where the old days, pre 2011, you had more time to maybe be a little more multiple. So when you commit to one side or the other, if you get in a game where you're down two or three touchdowns, you're not really built to come back too. So I mean, I'm sure that's part of the conversation. I've always felt you needed to do both, and you definitely need to do it when you're the Green Bay Packers, because you're going to play the most important part of your seasons in November, December, and you need to run the football and you need to stop the run.
Go ahead.
Once you've run some lead option plays, does it get harder to run it against defenses because once they know what's in your game plan, they can defend it against it a little better? I mean, like you had with Kaepernick the second or third time you played them, you knew how to defend it a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Does that change? I mean, once you've kind of just exposed it?
Well, tips, mannerisms, tendencies. I mean, that's all part of this game. I've always felt this game is just a big cycle from a schematic standpoint. It's important to stay on the front end of that cycle. You may get people, once or twice, but it's not going to happen for long. Once whether you're a player or a scheme, these defenses are going to study it. Defenses today are so much more aggressive. Schematically than they were in the 90s, so it goes both ways. It's like any good play. I mean, when you run it when they're not expecting it, or you're running it where you have better angles than the defense has, it's obviously, the field is tilted towards the offensive players. So it definitely helps, but it's like anything. It's what you do off of those plays. I mean, it's the variations. Whether if you just run power football, you got to have the action pass and the things that come off of that. It's to be something, whether it's you want to run option or you want to throw it every down, you have to protect that with the variations, and it's definitely no different with that scheme.
Two more, please,
Mike. I don't know what play happened on. It wasn't a play like we saw on Monday night in that game. Is Jake Ryan okay? He was announced with a neck injury. Is he okay?
Yes. Yeah. He's actually. Got the flu bug today, so. But other than that, he doesn't feel very good today. I know that.
Yeah. And then when you talk about getting the ball to your perimeter guys and how important that is, what do you need to do better to do that? Is that mostly on just getting Brett to where he needs to be after the way things went on Sunday?
Well, create more opportunities. Number one, in execution. So this will be a challenge because they're going to challenge us. Differently than we've been challenged the last couple weeks too. So, but yeah, we need to take a step and we'll see what the weather brings too. I mean, that could be another challenge. I think this looks like this may be our first bad weather game of the year.